Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Do I have some children who want to come forward for the children's sermon? Oh, good. I see some people coming forward. Great. We can sit right here. Now, this Sunday after Easter is always Good Shepherd Sunday. So we always hear about Jesus as the shepherd of the sheep. And Jesus talks about how his sheep know him. They listen to his voice. So I'm going to try an experiment here. And I think Rosie's just the person to try this experiment with. Now let's see. I need one of her brothers. Which one of you? Okay, let's try it one at a time. Why don't you come up here and sit next to me? Let's give this a try. Maybe sit a little bit further from me. What we're going to do is we're going to try to call her and see who she comes to. Rosie, can we call her to Rosie? Come on, Rosie. Rosie. Okay. What just happened? Why did she go to you and not to me? Why do you think that she went to you and not to me?
Trust.
Okay, she trusts. She trusts her brother. Does she really know me? She's met me a couple of times now. But does she know me?
No.
Does she know my voice? Does she know her brother?
Yes.
Does she know his voice? That's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, "My sheep know my voice. My sheep hear me and trust me." We know his voice because we've heard his voice before. Jesus should not be a stranger to us. And that's what Rosie has just shown us. That we listen to the voice of Jesus. And we listen to it over and over again throughout the course of our lives. Today, we have the joy of welcoming three of these individuals into the family of Christ, into the family of God. Today marks a day when they really start listening to the voice of Jesus. Today we also have two of them and two others who for the first time will receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And that again is a way that we hear the voice of Jesus. And we hear his voice when we study his word. We hear his voice when we come here on Sunday and listen to the message being preached. When we listen to the words of scripture. When we listen to the songs and hymns that we sing that also describe how much God loves us. And so on this day, and I hope all the days of your life, you find ways to listen to the voice of Jesus. Because how awful would it be to hear Jesus say to you, "You are not one of my sheep." I think that would be devastating. Jesus calls us to be his sheep. And the funny thing is that we can decide we don't want to be part of that flock. And that's not what Jesus wants. Jesus wants us to be part of his flock. Protected. He says, "These who are part of my flock will never be snatched from my hand. And there are forces in this world today, I think we've all seen them, that try to snatch us out of the hands of our Lord. There are other voices in our world today that try to cause us to turn away from Jesus, right? What do you think some of those voices are? There are just lots of them out there. And so what we want to do is have our ears more closely attuned to the voice of Jesus, to listen to his voice and to follow him and to trust in him just as Rosie trusted in her brother. Amen. Thank you for coming forward today. I appreciate it. And let us join together in our hymn of the day. Please stand as you're able to do so. It is "Have No Fear, Little Flock," number 764.